The release of the new Harry Potter movie, along with the start of the holiday shopping season, has resulted in an unusual gift request from children this year. Owls, those mythically wise and mysterious creatures of the forest, are the latest craze among children begging for pets for the holidays. But real owls aren't cuddly like puppies or soft and furry like Easter bunnies. Joining us now from New York to talk about the idea of pet owls is Dr. Stephen Zawistowski, Senior Vice President of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So, Dr. Zawistowski, this seems kind of odd. Do you think owls are good pets for children?
Certainly not. It's not surprising that the kids are asking for them. Usually when a movie comes out, we'll see a demand curve related to it. It's usually been Dalmatians or Cocker Spaniels or something. This time, of course, it's the owls because they are so unusual and they're so darn attractive.
But surely a parent would, I mean, be a little trepidatious about getting a wild animal as a pet, no?
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, for the parents, they really don't want the knock on the door from the Game Commission guy. They're protected throughout most of the country, so it's against the law to have one. The other thing is, their favorite diet is most of what the kids like to keep for pets anyways. Mice, hamsters, gerbils, guinea pigs.
Oh, rabbits. Dear.
They would all be high on the lunch list for the pet owl. The other problem for parents is, in addition to their normal fecal leftovers, owls have a wonderful digestive system. They swallow everything whole almost. And then they separate out the good stuff from the fur and the bones, and then they cough up these pellets, which will be little bundles of fur and bone and stuff, which you'll find around wherever the owl's hanging out.
Now, this is all presuming somebody could even get one. I guess they could buy them illegally, but if stores don't sell them, it's sort of a moot point, right?
Right. The real concern is they will, along highways, fly into power lines. In cities, sometimes they will bang into the glass buildings every year in New York. And the real concern, sometimes people will find them laying on the side like that, and they'll want to try and keep them. And while they may be thinking they're doing a good thing for the owl, in the long term it's not, because the owl really isn't going to be happy living in the house with them or, you know, in a big cage in the garage or something.
Well, what about, could they be dangerous to people, especially the children?
If you don't know how to handle an owl, you can get hurt pretty badly. Their beaks aren't the real danger point, it's their talons. Because they are predators and they do have to capture and hold down prey, they have very long, sharp claws and they have very powerful muscles in their legs and feet. If you ever see handlers with raptors, they usually wear a big, heavy leather gauntlet that goes from their hand up to their elbow to protect themselves, because they can literally grab your arm and squeeze all the way through the skin, all the way into the bone. And so, you know, for a kid, an owl like that obviously could latch onto them and sever the muscles and tendons in their arm.
So, Dr. Zawistowski, you've got a national audience out there. There are parents and children listening. What do you want to tell them about owls?
What I'd like them to do is go out and visit them outdoors. It's a great time to go out at dusk now along the edges of woods. The leaves are off the trees. It's going to be a little bit easier to see them. Remember that we love owls because they're mysterious. They live on the edge of our lives. They live in the dark. They live in the forest. And when we try and put them into a cage, we take the mystery away from them, and they're never as much fun at that point.
Stephen Zawistowski is with the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and he's a contributor to the book, The ASPCA Complete Guide to Pet Care. Thank you, Dr. Zawistowski.
Good afternoon.